What is this? It seems like someone got stuck while looking for something. Bent over, head stuck inside the trunk of some tree while struggling to get out. Do you want my help, little one? Oh, I don't know if that's going to work for me. I can't just walk along knowing there's someone in need of help. Someone with ill intention could take advantage of you in such a precarious position. How did you end up with your head stuck in a tree anyways? Oh, that'll do it. How long have you been stuck like this? That's quite a while, little one. I'm surprised no one has come by and seen you like this. So many creatures would take advantage of a helpless person, so vulnerable, so exposed. It would make me think that you would want help. Any help that's available. It's not like you're in the position to bargain right now, are you? And I just can't resist such a tempting display. Sticking your ass out. Struggling to get out of your self-imposed restraints. You're so, so pathetic, little one. Has anyone ever told you that? It's getting me so fucking hard watching your weak attempts at escaping. Yourself, haven't you? I could help you if you want it, but that's taking time out of my day. And as you can imagine, I have lots to do. With your body stuck in such a lewd position, I can't imagine what would happen if someone who was more perverted came by. You're so exposed like this, little one. Anyone could come by and yank your pants down, have themselves a little bit of a sample of your hole. You wouldn't be able to fight back like this. You'd be helpless to do anything to stop it. You would just have to take it like some kind of a bitch. Shame burning your cheeks as your body enjoys the intrusion. Oh, I can already picture it, little one. Can't you? Oh. That's right. Feeling my heavy cock right between your thighs. It seems to me that someone is already wet enough to take me. Were you meeting someone, little one? My goodness. What a twist of fate. You were sitting here, waiting for someone to fuck you. And instead, I come across first. How lucky am I? You really, really are something out of my most wet dreams, little one. Oh, yes, you are. Perky ass on display. Your breath hitching as you feel my teasing behind you. You don't even know what I look like. With your head stuck in the tree like this, I am nothing. Darkness clouds your vision. The only thing you can really focus on, it's on how I feel against you, how my claws feel caressing your skin, how I sound in your ear. I'm a total stranger, a monstrous at that, some type of an abomination, and I'm going to fuck you. Oh, let's hope whoever you are meeting doesn't find you like this. They may not want you once they find out I've spoiled you. See? People don't like fucking sluts who can't keep it in their pants. And considering how I found you, I wouldn't be far off in assuming this is what you want. I mean, it's clearly what your body wants. Oh, see? Look at how beautifully you've opened up for me. Oh, taking me so easily. That's it, little one. Oh, you feel good. Yes. I don't normally fuck random folks I find in the woods. Oh, but I'm glad I took a chance with you. Oh, that's right. Oh, you look too good with your head trapped in there. Legs spread, ass on display. Oh, you were practically begging for this, weren't you? Oh, that's right. You were dying for some monster to walk by and take advantage of you. Fuck you like the filthy slut you are. That's the only reason someone would be stuck in that position, right? Why else would your ass be on display like that? Sticking it out like you're trying to entice anyone with eyes to fuck you. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it, little one. Oh, you feel so good wrapped around me. Oh, you're going to make a nice lay, aren't you? Going to clench around my cock and make sure I fill you up. Oh, that's right. You're doing so good for me, sweetheart. Feels so good against me. Rocking your hips, trying to take my cock even deeper. Oh, it's curving perfectly inside you, isn't it? Reaching that spot that makes you see stars. Oh, fuck. That's right. That's it. So, you take my cock so well. Your whole stretch so prettily around it. That's right. You're being so good for me. Are you always this well behaved, or is it because my cock is inside you? Oh, yes, that's it. You feel so good wrapped around me, impaled so tightly on my cock. Oh, you feel nice and full, don't you? Oh, yes. Yeah, this is what you need. This is what anyone who gets stuck in such a lewd position needs. You were asking for this, weren't you? Needed someone to fuck some sense into you? Why would you ever think this was a good idea, little one? Oh, is that why you're in the woods alone like this? Do you like being vulnerable and walking around, letting monsters like me take advantage of a cute thing like yourself? Oh, fuck. Of course you do. Just look at you, thrusting your hips against me, moaning like a bitch in heat. Oh, you're desperate for it. Practically aching with need as I fuck you harder. My claws are reaching down, stroking you in time. Oh, yes. Yes, and that's it. It feels good, doesn't it? No matter how you move your hips, you're going to be fucking yourself against me. Getting some kind of pleasure. Getting closer to your own orgasm. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, that's what you really want, isn't it? After getting stuck in such a compromising position, exposing your ass for everyone to see? Oh, you should be lucky. Lucky that only I decided to take you. What would you do if it had been a minotaur that found you? Or maybe a griffin, or even a harpy? Would you be strong enough to handle it, little one? No. No, I don't think you would. Even like this, you're too lost to your own pleasure to even think about what that sentence could mean, huh? Being fucked stupid comes easily for you, right? Oh, come on. That's it, pretty one. Oh, just like that. Making me feel so good. My rough skin brushing against your soft one. Need to leave my mark on you, little one. Oh, don't want you to forget how good you're feeling right now. How loudly you're moaning on my cock. You love my cock, don't you, little one? And then scream it. Scream it loud and proud. Say, I love your cock. No, that's my good little one. Oh, yes. Taking me so well. Taking my cock nice and deep inside that greeny hole of yours. Oh, fuck, that's right. Looks so good while you're taking dick, princess. Oh, fuck. It seems someone likes being fucked like a slut while being called princess, huh? Oh, that's right. Come on, princess. Keep taking my cock. Show me how good you are. Oh, yes, just like that. Split open, swallowing my cock so fucking easily. Feels good to be full, doesn't it? That's right. This is what you needed. Stuck in the tree for hours, bored and helpless. The only thing that was going to save you from your boredom was being taken advantage of like this. Having my cock slide between you, fucking you, claiming you for myself. Oh, no one else is going to compare to this cock, is it? No one's going to fuck you like this, fill you like this, make you moan like I do, will it? Oh, that's right, princess. This cock is the best fucking cock you'll ever take in your life. Hearing my antlers knock against the bark of the tree while you take me even deeper. Oh, yes, that's it. Moaning so prettily for me. Oh, you take my cock so well, princess. You're a natural, made for this. Oh, and did yourself a favor getting stuck in a tree like this. You wouldn't have gotten to feel this good if it wasn't for me. You wouldn't be so close to your own orgasm. My claws continuing to stroke you in time with my thrusts. No, the pleasure's overwhelming. Oh, consuming. You can't even think, can you? Oh, no, you can't. All you know is that you need more of what I'm doing. Nothing has ever felt as good as this, has it? Oh, fuck. My strength is obvious in the spanks against you as my rough skin leaves marks behind. Oh, need to make sure you feel it tomorrow, right, princess? Oh, fuck, that's right. Oh, dig my cock so well. Stretch so tight around me. Oh, fuck, yes, that's it. You feel so good, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you dig my cock so amazingly. Oh, fuck, that's it, princess. Making me feel so good. Oh, something tells me that if you could see what I look like, you wouldn't be enjoying it this much. Oh, that makes it so much better for me. Oh, and in this state, this far gone, I doubt you would even care. Fuck, stupid. Not even brain cells to form a thought, let alone speak more than a whine, right? Oh, fuck. You just want to come, don't you? Oh, that's okay, little one. Get right on edge for me. I'm close too. Getting closer with every thrust inside your greedy hole, princess. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Wrapped so tightly around me. Oh, taking every inch of me like it's nothing. Oh, you're so good for me, little one. Yes. Yes, you are. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking close, princess. You're right there, too, aren't you? Oh, then come with me. You can do it, little one. Make me proud. Show me how good my claws feel stroking you. How amazing my cock feels fucking you. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, come with me, princess. Oh, you can do it. Be good for me and come. An extra one for good luck, I, princess. Good luck getting yourself out of that tree. Since you didn't ask for my help in escaping, I'm assuming you have it covered. What? Is it wrong if I'm hoping you're still here tomorrow when I pass by? I would love to have another round of that hole of yours. Jesus. It's still dripping. My cum leaking out of your stretched out hole. Oh, and you're still stuck in that tree, too. You're not even able to see how I wrecked you. That's probably for the better, since I mentioned you wouldn't be enjoying this as much if you knew what I looked like. I'll leave you with 3 descriptors of myself to let your imagination run wild, since you're gonna be bored in there. 2 many red eyes is my personal favorite. You shouldn't bend like that is another. But my favorite one, my favorite compliment to receive of all time is simply grotesque. Now you take care of yourself, little one. I hope you find a monster that is nicer than me who will take pity on you. If not, I guess I'll just be fucking you again tomorrow. Ta-ta, princess.